Join Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts or the Wondery app to listen to the adventures of Cairo early and ad-free.
It's Cairo!
Hey, Cairo!
Hey, Cairo!
Yo, I woke up feeling fresh, cause my city is the best. Got my family on my right and all my friends on my left. I be walking through my city, I got all my peoples with me. Every day is something new, you know I'm rocking with my city.
Hi, I'm Kyra. I live with my mom, dad, and brother, and I go to school with the greatest of friends. I have a lot of fun, but there's always a lot to learn. Join me on the adventures of Kyra.
What's up, Kyra? My man, Cairo.
There goes Cairo.
See you later, Cairo.
Hey, grown-ups. Power up your family's playtime with the Nintendo Switch system, the home of Mario and friends. Jump into the unexpected with Mario, Princess Peach, and more in Super Mario Bros. Wonder. Or challenge each other to a race in Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. Go to Nintendo.com and browse the full lineup of Nintendo Switch systems. Additional accessories may be required for multiplayer mode. Games, system, and some accessories sold separately.
From Wondery and ABF Creative, this is The Adventures of Cairo.
This week's episode is Adventures in Integrity. Hey everyone, it's me, Cairo. I have a big imagination, and I love make-believe. I like to play by myself, but I always have more fun playing with my friends. And today, Theo and Mandy are here.
Mandy, let's trade costumes. This time, I want to be the doctor, and you can be the farmer.
I only want to be a farmer if I don't have to grow carrots. Yuck. I do not like carrots.
But I already planted my carrot crop. Fine. They can be tomatoes now.
Thank you. Cairo, what are you going to be?
I'm a pilot.
Still?
Yeah. Don't you want to pretend to be something else? You're always a pilot.
If I'm not a pilot, then I can't wear the school hat my dad brought for me from the airport.
That is a pretty cool pilot's hat.
See?
Hey, who's that girl over there?
Oh. She's one of our new neighbors. I haven't met them yet.
I think you're about to.
She sees us.
Hey, I'm Amara. I just moved in across the street.
Hi, I'm Kyra.
I'm Theo. I live down the street.
My name's Mandy. I just come over to play.
What are you guys playing? Can I join?
We're just playing make-believe. I'm a pilot, Theo's a doctor, and Mandy's a farmer.
Ooh, I love pretending. I want to be a shark.
A shark? What kind of job is a shark?
Well, hello there. I see you kids have made a new friend.
I'm Amara. And I'm a shark.
That's very creative.
Amara, is it okay with your parents that you're over here playing?
Friends.
Amara, you need to ask permission before you leave the house, not after. Remember, this is the city and not like our old neighborhood.
Sorry, Mom.
Hello, I'm Caitlin Lee, Amara's mom.
Nice to meet you. I'm Mike Carter and this is my wife, Ebony. We're Cairo's parents.
Yes, we were actually planning to drop by your house this evening with a little welcome casserole. You know, make you feel welcome here in the neighborhood.
Oh, that is so kind of you.
Then we realized we don't have casserole ingredients, so we're just on our way to the grocery store.
Our oldest son, Amari, is here to watch the kids when they're done playing. If Amara would like to join, that would be fine with us, no problem.
That would be great. It would be so nice for Amara to make some new friends in the neighborhood.
I'm gonna go show them my treasure box. Let me go grab it from my bedroom. Be right back.
Don't forget to look both ways.
Caitlin, it was so nice to meet you. Welcome again to the neighborhood.
Nice to meet you both as well. See you, kids. Have fun.
Have fun playing, Cairo. We'll be home soon.
Bye. Okay, I'm back. Here it is. Ta-da!
Wow, that's such a cool treasure box, Amara.
Thanks. I keep a bunch of dress-up stuff in here for when I play make-believe. Mandy, you can use the shovel. Cairo, here's a toy plane.
Cool.
Thanks, Amara.
Do you have anything I can use to play doctor?
You can use this necklace of my mom's and pretend it's one of those things doctors use to listen to your heart.
Oh, a stethoscope.
Whoa,
you're really smart.
Yeah, Mandy kind of knows everything.
But does she know what to do when a shark attacks her farm? I'm gonna fly my plane out of here. Whoosh.
Bye, Amara. Thanks for playing with us.
See you later, Cairo. Bye, Theo. Bye, Mandy.
Bye.
Do you guys want to eat a snack before Mandy's dad comes to pick her up?
Yeah.
Hold it right there, guys. Wait one second.
Hi, Mrs. Lee.
Hello, Cairo. Would you and your friends please return the necklace you were playing with earlier?
Necklace?
The stethoscope, Cairo. When we were playing doctor, remember?
Oh, we put it back inside of Amara's treasure box.
Well, I don't think that's true. We looked in the treasure box and the necklace wasn't there. All I want is for you to give the necklace back.
We didn't take the necklace.
I know you didn't take it, Mandy, but boys can be rowdy and careless.
We really don't have the necklace, Mrs. Lee.
We don't. Promise, really.
Well, I don't believe you. In any case, Amara won't be allowed to play over here anymore.
What do we do, Cairo? Amara's mom thinks we stole.
And you didn't steal anything.
I know what we have to do.
What?
What?
We have to find the missing necklace.
Cairo, Theo, Mandy, what are you guys doing here? My mom's really mad.
We know. We came to help you look for the missing necklace.
You saw us put the necklace back into the treasure box.
We put it back nicely, too. Right on top of that red scarf.
When my mom made me clean my treasure box out earlier, the necklace was gone.
That's why we wanted to help you look. Maybe it fell out somewhere.
Amara, who's at the door? Oh, it's you. Have you boys come to return the necklace?
Oh, we don't have the necklace.
We came to help Amara look for it.
I'm sorry, but I can't let you into the house. I don't want anything else to go missing. Goodbye. I can't do this.
Now what do we do, Cairo?
Let's check to see if the necklace fell on the ground in the yard.
But how will we see the necklace in the grass?
Oh, I know. I have something we can use.
Deal?
It's a metal detector. My uncle got it for me so that I can search for buried treasure.
This should help us find anything metal in your yard.
I got something.
Wow, it's just a quarter.
Finders keepers.
What did you find this time?
It's a zipper.
What's a zipper doing in your grass?
I don't know. It's not mine. I think it's just garbage.
That's the beauty of metal detecting. You never know what you're going to detect.
But we didn't find the necklace.
So what should we do now?
I have one more idea. Hold still, Theo. The glue isn't dry yet.
I know. The beads are sticking to my fingers.
I'll knock on the door.
Hello, kids. Are you finally coming to return the necklace?
We couldn't find the necklace we were playing with, but we made you another one, Mrs. Lee.
We used the shiniest beads we had.
I helped put them on in a rainbow order.
It's pretty. See?
I don't want a new necklace, Cairo. All I want is an apology and for you to return the original necklace.
But we really, really don't have it, Mrs. Lee. And we promise we don't know what happened to it.
We just want you to let Amara play with us again.
We promise to be more careful and not lose anything ever again. Please.
Goodbye, Cairo.
Hey, kids. We're back from the grocery store. Oh, why the long faces? You look like your flights just got delayed.
Is something wrong, Cairo?
Amara's mom thinks we stole a necklace from Amara's treasure box when we were all playing together today.
But we didn't. Promise.
I definitely saw them put it back in the box.
Calm down, kids. We believe you. I'm sure this is all just a big misunderstanding, okay? We'll get it straightened out.
I know that my son and his friends would never steal anything.
But Amara's mom doesn't believe us.
She said that boys can be rowdy and careless.
But she just met us today. Why would she say that we're rowdy and careless?
Okay. Sometimes people believe things about others that are wrong. And it can be very hurtful to have others judge you before they really know who you are.
Hey, everybody's back. And everybody looks pretty blue. What's going on?
Well, Amari, we were just explaining to Cairo that sometimes people make wrong assumptions about others. Sometimes based on the way you look, or the way you talk, even the way you dress.
Or just because you're a boy and they think boys are rowdy. That's not fair.
Oh. I know all about that.
You do?
Sure. People think a guy who looks like me and talks like me couldn't be designing video games.
Really?
Yup. They think I must be a troublemaker or that I'm not good at math or programming. They think all kinds of weird things. But I'm not weird at all. I'm just Amari Carter, cool guy video game designer, no matter what other people think about me.
But what do we do now? We tried to tell Amara's mom that she was wrong about us, but she didn't believe us.
Should we say sorry?
Well, you have nothing to apologize for, Theo. I mean, you can't help that Miss Lee judged you and Cairo without getting to know you two. I mean, all you can do is be kind to others and true to yourself. Eventually, people like Miss Lee will see who you really are.
And even if she doesn't, the people who matter always will. You didn't steal the necklace, Cairo. Even if Mrs. Lee doesn't believe you, you know the truth, and so do we.
Miss Lee and Amara, hello.
Hello, Ebony. Can I come in? I need to apologize to Cairo. Look what we found in Amara's winter clothes drawer.
The necklace!
It was stuck on the scarf that I had in my treasure box. I checked there when Mandy reminded me that we put the necklace on the scarf.
The boys told us that you thought they stole the necklace, Miss Lee.
Yeah, that's right. I did think that. But now, Cairo and Theo, I just want to say how sorry I am. You told me that you didn't take the necklace, and I didn't believe you.
We would never steal, Mrs. Lee.
I know that now. I realize that sometimes I'm too quick to judge or to jump to conclusions. I was wrong, and I'm sorry. Can you two forgive me?
Well, what do you think, Cairo and Theo?
Okay.
Turns out the missing necklace wasn't really missing at all. It wasn't fun when Mrs. Lee didn't believe us, but I'm glad she apologized. It turned out that even when people are wrong about you, there's always time for them to see who you really are, as long as you stay true to yourself. Thanks to my mom, my dad, and Amari, I learned that people who love you will always have your back.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Adventures of Cairo ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts.
Grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
From Wondery and ABF Creative, this is The Adventures of Cairo. This series was created by Anthony Frazier. For ABF Creative, the head of production and director is Wanda Reynolds. Associate director is Mike Basiglia. Our lead writer is Octavia Bray. And our assistant writer is Gary Swaby. This episode stars DeAndre M. Davis, Wanda Rush, Jordan Jones, and Brandon Lamar. Tristan Anderson, Jameson Mazzanti, Celestina Harris, Heidi Quat, and Kenley Moody. Songs written and produced by Israel Tutson. Sound design and additional production by Chris Mann and Jean-Claude Canal of ABF Creative and Marcelina Villapando for Wondery. Executive producers are Anthony Frazier, Wanda Reynolds, and Mike Basiglia of ABF Creative, and Aaron O'Flaherty and Marshall Louie for Wondery.